This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a magnificent Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, which is, of course, coming up an hour from now. That's always a good time. And we'll just start tackling things tonight. A little bit of a controversy in Trump world was something he had to delete off of social media between Trump and the Pope. I'll talk about that in a moment. No idea whether it's going to make you feel better or worse, possibly both, but we'll talk about that in a moment. Remember how I told you I'm starting to hear whispers about the administration possibly backing off of deportations a little bit? Yeah, I have some numbers in. We'll get to that. Pride flags apparently are still going to be flown at a Stonewall monument. The latest and greatest, or worst, on Iran, Eric Swalwell, political controversy. Not going to get into a bunch of details on that because it's kind of gross and this is a family show. But all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. So Trump stepped in it today and we're going to talk about the background of it, but I showed up to a lot of these. The subject of this one is Trump blasphemy. Jesse, can you please address the picture Trump posted of himself depicted as Jesus healing the sick? Thanks. All right, so little bit of background. First, Trump deleted this post. If you didn't see it, believe me, it's not difficult to find it on the internet. There's a cartoon, an AI, a drawing, a picture, whatever you want to put it. And it's very, I mean, in my mind, pretty clear that it's meant to be Jesus leaning over a sick man with his hand on the man's head. Clearly Jesus healing the sick, right? Somebody, I'm sure Trump didn't do this himself, but somebody put Trump's face on Jesus. But what Trump did do after his face was put on Jesus was Trump posted the picture online. I'm sure it's happened. I don't know that I've ever seen Trump go on to delete a post. The backlash from his own side, from our side, was so quick and so severe that Trump not only deleted it, he's giving answers like this to the media who was all over him about it.
Well, it wasn't depiction. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it. And I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better. I make people a lot better.
All right. That's as close as you're ever going to get to Trump just saying, I stepped in it pretty bad. I deleted it. All right. First of all, let's do a bit of background. The Pope. I am not Catholic. nothing against it. Don't care. Like half my friends are Catholics. Just that's your thing. Go ahead. I'm not a Catholic. So the Pope for me is not a significant figure. I understand, though, he is a big worldwide leader and has been for a very long time. When the Pope speaks, when he writes something, when he says something, he's one of those guys. There aren't many of them. The American president is another one of those guys. But being the Pope is one of those guys. If the Pope wakes up in the morning and says, I love Rice Krispie treats, they're going to hear about it around the world. He's a very significant, powerful figure for a lot of people. Now, let's talk about the reality of it as well. I have no judgments on this Pope or not. Again, because I'm not Catholic, I don't feel like I should be the one to really have an opinion. I really don't know much about the guy, Pope Leo. But I will say popes historically, it's a very old position, keep in mind. Historically, that's been an extremely political position. Now, there have been some popes who are to this day, my Catholic friends think of them very highly. Oh, he was a very kind man, giving. And there are some popes my Catholic friends will tell me they just despise, like that last one who just died, just a dyed-in-the-wool commie, and that's what he believed. That's what he did. This current one, I have no opinion on it. Don't care. But first, let's acknowledge something here. You may not want the Pope to be a political figure. Oh, I don't want him to get political. Why is he political? But good and evil is political. I'm sorry, but it is. Good and evil is political. And now, because the left is solely on the side of the demons on this planet, not just in America, on this planet, good and evil is oftentimes political. When the Democrat platform is you can abort a baby up to the very moment it's about to be born, your son can chop his penis off, and we should bring rapists into your neighborhood. Sorry, that's political, and that's evil. It is. So if you're asking the Pope to weigh in on any issues out there, whatever it is, war, abortion, whatever it is, if you're asking the Pope to weigh in on an issue, it's going to be political. Now, here's a little bit more background, not justifying anything, explaining is what I'm doing. Headline. This is from last week. Obama's strategist, David Axelrod, met with the Pope. Apparently, and this is not one of those, hey, take a selfie with me thing. Apparently, they had a private meeting. Trump would have known about this private meeting. Not very many people get a private meeting with the Pope. So, doesn't look great. What happened? The Pope comes out publicly and blasts Trump. Comes out, blasts the war, blasts some things. And then Trump goes on to say, if I wasn't in the White House, Leo wouldn't be in the Vatican. Unfortunately, I'm just reading this. Unfortunately, Leo's weak on crime, weak on nuclear weapons, doesn't sit well with me, nor does the fact he meets with Obama sympathizers like David Axelrod, a loser from the left. So I'll just stop there, but Pope had some unkind things to say about Trump's war in Iran. Trump went out and gave it to him both barrels. You may remember Trump recently went out and gave a list of a whole host of podcasters, influencers, pundits, however you want to put it, and gave it to them. People who he had previously been very close with just blasted them both barrels. Why? They criticized his war with Iran. So he went public with it and just got all of them. All right. Now that's all the background. Since then, Pope Leo has come out and he said, I don't have any fear. You know, now it's this thing, Trump versus the Pope. And then Trump, after blasting the Pope, then he wakes up this morning, late last night, and he puts up the picture online. depicting himself as Jesus. We'll get to whether he meant to do that or not in a few moments. But pause for a moment, because there's a couple different things we have to discuss. Why was the outrage so severe? Why would Trump even do that? Let's start there. Why would Trump even do that? There is something about Donald Trump that you probably love and hate, depending on the day and depending on the target. I have explained this 1,000 times before, and I've talked to people super close to him, and I have confirmed this. This is confirmed. It's not like what I'm about to say is going to be some breaking news. You know this already. Donald Trump is a junkyard dog. If you attack him, if he feels like you are attacking him, you might be a gangbanger, a cartel leader. You could be an innocent puppy, the Pope, a five-year-old. If Donald Trump feels as if you are attacking him, he is going to attack you back, and he's going to do so publicly, and he's going to do so viciously. Now, when it's a cartel member, we stand up and we cheer and we say, "Yeah, get him, Trump." And then when it's an innocent five-year-old, we say, "What are you doing? What? Put the phone down." You can love that or hate that. That's who he is, and he ain't changing. Now, there is something working against him in this particular instance, though, and we'll discuss that in a moment. Before we discuss that, let's discuss this. So this weekend, I was supposed to get my Chalk Male Vitality Stack. Chalk sends me my Male Vitality Stack every single month. I have a subscription. You save money, you get a subscription. Chalk sends me one every weekend. Saturday, it was supposed to come because I was out. Doesn't come. I just get on the phone. "Hey, I didn't get my Male Vitality Stack." One, I was speaking to a pleasant American who spoke English. Two, it was there the next morning. Three, just got my blood work results. T levels through the roof. You want some natural herbal supplements to make you feel good with a company that knows how to do customer service? Male Vitality Stacks, Female Vitality Stacks. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, addressing the many, very minor, in my opinion, Trump controversy, but it's caused quite a stink, a big enough stink that Trump deleted a social media post about the whole thing. So you were so angry about it. I got so many emails, I thought I should actually address it. Again, I don't know if this is helping or hurting. First, what we just discussed. The Pope said something publicly against Trump. Trump, as I've explained 1,000 times, he is a junkyard dog. It doesn't matter who or what you are. If you attack him, if he feels attacked in any way, he is going to attack you back. There is nobody who is off limits from that. Nobody, absolutely no one. When it's someone we hate, we stand up and cheer. When it's someone we love, or when he does it in a cringe way, then we go, "Oh my gosh, could you not do that? Could you put the phone down?" This squabble with the Pope is what led to that picture of him depicted as Jesus, which we'll get to in a moment. All right. Now, I had a buddy. We haven't talked in years. Dude just moved away, but I had a buddy. And this guy was actually in sales, not RV sales or anything like that like I was, but he sold trailers. You know, those pull-behind trailers where you load dirt bikes or work stuff or whatever. Believe it or not, that's a very big business, very lucrative business. They're expensive, and you can make a real nice living doing that. And anyway, he sold trailers. And my buddy had a thing. And my buddy's thing, his baggage, was his wife. He had married this woman. It was her third marriage. It was my buddy's first. It was her third marriage. She had three children. And she was a disaster of a human being. How bad? I mean, she comes, she had an old pickup truck. She would not just once come tearing into the trailer lot where he's selling RVs and get out, sometimes drunk, and start shouting at my buddy in front of customers. A disaster of a human being. Now, my buddy was not the manager. He was the sales manager, but he was not the manager. He didn't own the place. The bosses let it go. Why? You probably already know why. My buddy was number one in sales every single month. Probably just to get away from his wife, but he was the first one there and the last one to leave. There was no call he wouldn't take. Number one in sales every single month. And for a long time, they had to deal with my buddy's wife and put up with my buddy's wife because he was so good. He's making everybody money. Fast forward to, I suspect there was some sort of substance abuse involved, but I don't want to indict my buddy. I don't know that. We never talked about it. We had a, like I said, I moved away, but he went from number one in sales to the bottom third of the sales team. From number one to the bottom third. And I say bottom third because that's what he told me. That's how he described it. I don't even know how many they had. He said, I'm bottom third now. Yeah, he got let go in 6 months. What's this have to do with Trump and the social media posts and whatnot? I'm going to read you something. This is not the only one I have like this. I got a lot like this over the weekend. Jesse, not to get too serious, but this isn't exactly what I voted for. I've been told my entire life there will be WMDs in the Middle East. I served in Afghanistan. None of it turned out to be true. I'm starting to get disenfranchised with this administration and all the lies. The main reason I voted was immigration and inflation, but I can't afford gas now and groceries. I'm a divorced dad. I'm just looking to pay the bills. I'm not like you. I can't splurge on ice cream at the bar. That's rude. All right, so again, you disagree with that guy or agree with that guy all you want. Trump being a wild man on social media and going nuclear on anyone who makes him mad, it lands a lot better when you're number one in sales. When inflation is bad and gas prices are high and we're losing younger voters, we've even lost white, non-college educated voters. That's the equivalent of Democrats losing black people. When things are going like that, there's going to be less tolerance for your drunk wife. There's going to be less tolerance for you firing off a cringe social media post at midnight. That's just how life works. There's going to be less tolerance for it. All right, as to whether or not he meant to do it, I'll finish it up and then we shall move on and deal with other things, ICE, deportations. Let me deal with this. If you have a business, the insurance is a freaking nightmare. I think I heard my dad complain more about insurance than I heard him complain about anything else when he ran a business. Because you don't even just have one guy. You have to have multiple policies. You have to deal with multiple different people, multiple applications. And by the way, the insurance is never a great fit for you because they sell these one size for your business. No. Let's SuperSure handle all this. One broker, one place. SuperSure, they'll even give you a full report on your current policies, no obligation. Maybe you're overinsured. You don't want that. Maybe you're underinsured. You really don't want that. SuperSure will handle it all, get you the policies you need, the right fit for you. One super agency, one powerful platform. All your policies in one place. Go to SuperSure.com/Jesse. SuperSure.com/Jesse. Paid for by SuperSure Insurance Agency, LLC, a licensed insurance agency. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, 30 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday and so much more. So Donald Trump, the audio's a little rough, explains why he goes out and blasts the Pope.
I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. He hit us. Think of it. He's worried about fear. What about the fear when the ministers and the priests and the all of those great people that were arrested during COVID, and in many cases they're outside 10 feet apart and they were arrested? So we don't like it. We don't like a pope that's going to say that it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay in our cities. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan of Pope Leo. He's a very liberal person. And he's a man that doesn't believe in stopping crime. He's a man that doesn't think that we should be toying with a country that wants a nuclear weapon so they can blow up the world. I'm not a fan of Pope Leo.
All right. Publicly blasts him. Ends up putting up the picture that shows Trump as Jesus healing somebody. Trump, obviously, as I played earlier, denies it, says, no, I thought I was a Red Cross worker.
Well, it wasn't depiction. It was me. I did first it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better. I make people a lot better.
All right. So I'm about to give you something, and you'll probably yell at me, and it's fine. But I don't know that he's lying. Chris thinks he's lying. Let me explain. I looked at that picture, and it was painfully obvious to me that that was a Jesus picture. I think, Chris, you would agree that you saw that cell that was a Jesus picture. It was obvious to me. Maybe it was obvious to you. Maybe you were offended by it. I really don't get offended, so it didn't bother me. I understand it bothered a lot of people. I don't have any feelings. Hub says I have no soul, so it didn't bother me a great deal. But I understand it bothered a lot of people. They were very, very offended by that. I understand. It seemed blasphemous to a lot of people. I get all that. So let me say this. Donald Trump recently, I don't even know if he deleted this one. Donald Trump recently put up a social media post. I can't play it for you because this is the radio or podcast. It was a social media post, and it had Democrats, famous Democrats you would know, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, all these ones. It had their heads on animals, right? Had their heads on animals, and they were dancing to a song, right? It was that In the Jungle, the Lion Sleeps Tonight song. And in that video, at the end of it, if you watch the entire thing, he had the Obamas, Michelle and Barack, their faces were on monkeys. Again, you can go look this up, even if it's been deleted, which I doubt he did, but even if it's been deleted, you can go look it up. The Obamas having their faces on monkeys. Now, when this was posted, I showed up at a neighborhood party, watch a baseball game with the fellas that night. It was the first question everyone asked me. Some of them were laughing hysterically about it. Some of them were just, not, I wouldn't say mortified. It's not like they were offended, but they were all, what is he doing? What did they? There was a lot of frustration there. I think sometimes older people, not to insult, older people, they do struggle with some aspects of social media. I've told you before, I pulled my sons over to me because I saw The Accountant. I love the first movie, The Accountant, that The Accountant 2 was coming out. And I had found a movie preview, a trailer for it. And I said, boys, come look. And it looked totally real to me. And they said, Dad, that's AI. That's not even real. So I'm not even just blasting Trump or somebody of age. As you get older, technology does pass you by. Maybe he did think it was Jesus. I'm not saying he didn't. I don't know the man. I didn't text him. But there's also a possibility he's just old. There's just a possibility he's just old. He put up a social media post with the Obamas as monkeys. Now, Trump is not a racist dude at all. I mean, the bonkers commies will call him that, but that's not Trump's history. Nothing in Trump's history shows that. In fact, he probably bends over a little too far the other direction to prove that he's not. He didn't put up the Obamas as monkeys because he's some kind of racist thing, but he put it up. Probably didn't even see that part of it because it was at the end of the video. It is what it is. Now, we're gonna move off politics for a minute because I'm too excited to tell you this story. You want to walk with me on a little bit of a journey here? Speaking of putting your foot in your mouth, you may be surprised to know that I do this too. Not just on the radio. In my personal life, I am famous for saying things that are offensive to other people, and I do not realize it at the time that they're offensive. Okay? Now combine that with this, is I'm about to tell you a little story. When my dad died, one of the weirdest things, it was awesome, but totally weird, was this. He lived in this tiny town in Montana. As my mom has gone all over town doing various things. You know, she's popping in the feed store, going to the barber shop, stopping by the local taco joint. In every place, virtually every place she went, the people who worked there would get choked up to the point oftentimes of tears when they found out that my dad was dead. Why? That's kind of weird. At the taco stand? Well, my father, as he aged, started talking to everybody, became that stereotypical older guy who, if he's beside you at the gas station pump, he's going to talk to you. Hey, where'd you get the car? Whatever. You ever seen those commercials? I forget what they're actually selling. That it'll keep you from becoming your parents. I think you're right, Chris. I think it's Progressive Insurance, but whatever. They're hilarious TV commercials, funny as can be. But it's everything on there is my dad. Every single thing. Now, I did not see this coming because I'm me, but Ob lives with me. We hang out together quite a bit. We're married, you know. Ob has said repeatedly, you are becoming your father. You are becoming your father, and it's happening so rapidly. I can't really see it. But one of the things that is most definitely happening to me as I age that is different than when I was younger is I am more prone to talk to people. If I am sitting beside you in the restaurant and you have a delicious dish of some kind that you ordered, I will, without hesitation, I'll look over, hey, what is that? Oh, the spinach dip? Do you like that? I haven't gotten it. Ob is just mortified, just totally mortified by the whole thing. But I've become that guy. And I admit, I can see it as she points it out. I can see I've become that guy. That brings me to something that happened on Saturday. I wish I could take this one back. If I had to do it over again, I'd wish I could take this one back. Not saying I did anything wrong, but yeah, maybe I did. Hang on. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday. We're getting to Medal of Honor Monday about 10 minutes from now, but now I have to tell you my story. I just gave you the background on how I'm becoming my father. I talked to the people who are around me. On Saturday morning, Ab and I, we wake up early. The boys are basically gone all day. They have all kinds of stuff they're doing with friends and whatnot. So Ab, me, sitting there on a Saturday, and I'll be honest, we're bored. We start sniffing around for things to do in Houston. Is there anything we can do? A concert? Something? We find out that at the big convention center here in Houston, there's something called NostalgiaCon. What is NostalgiaCon? I'd never heard of it either. The description on it said it is like a nostalgia throwback to the 90s and early 2000s. Well, that's the era when Ab and I were kids. And it's not like we were excited to go to a convention like that. I don't think I've ever been to something like that in my life, but we thought, well, something to do. It's something to do. So we drive up into Houston and go to NostalgiaCon. We're walking into the convention center. Now, remember, we're just normal people. We're both in blue jeans, just dressed like normal human beings. It is the biggest bunch of freaks you've ever seen in your entire life. Freaks is probably not right. I know some people just get into that stuff, but if you want to, you want a mermaid? We walked in and there was a mermaid eating Starbucks right beside us, dressed out, full as a mermaid. I stopped a Jedi, I kid you not, in full attire, asking him where the entrance to the place was. People are dressed up as all manner of things, dressed up. Okay? That's an important part I have to add to the story, that there are people dressed up all around us. We go stand in line to get tickets so we can go into this convention. I'm not sure we're in the right line. There are two lines. So I turn behind me and there's this couple. It's me and Ab standing there and a couple behind us. There's a dude. He's not really dressed up as anything. He's just a fairly normal looking dude. And then there's his woman. His woman has dyed pink hair, put up in pigtails. I would guess she's 40. It's a guess. A lot of eye makeup on, some sort of skirt type thing. I would say like a Catholic, like a schoolgirl type skirt type thing. And then, I need to stress this, she has a dog collar on. A dog collar with the chain attached. The dog collar is around her neck and the chain is draped down in front of her. All right? That is 100% an accurate description and Ab can deny it all she wants. That's how the friggin' lady was dressed. So I turned and I said, is this the line for the tickets? Lady could not have been nicer. She said, yeah. Yeah, this is where you buy tickets. That other line is for when you already have tickets, so you have to stay here and buy tickets. Great. Sounds good. Now, I admit, I probably should have stopped there. I did not. I said, wow, there's a lot of people dressed up here. She said, yeah, isn't it great? I said, yeah, it's great. And then I looked at her and I said, what are you dressed up as? Turns out she was not dressed up as anything. That's how she dresses in her normal life. So, Chris, Ab, I just hear Ab go, oh, right behind me. And it still didn't register. I didn't have any idea what was going on. So I asked a follow-up question, which was not ideal. I said, "What do you mean that's just how you dress?" And she said, "Well, this was just stuff that was in my closet." I said, "You had a dog collar in your closet?" And she said, at this point, Ob walked away. She walked like 10 feet away. The lady said, "Yeah, I'm an art teacher," because of course, "I'm an art teacher. I just kind of dress like this when we're out." I still, by this point, did not register that she was not dressed up as something, that's how this woman dresses in her normal life. But I ended the conversation there. No harm, no foul. She didn't seem mad to me. And then when we walk in, I get my ticket. Ob said, "Please promise me you won't talk to anyone else while we're here." And I said, "Why? They were perfectly nice." And she said, "Do you know how much you just insulted that woman?" And I said, "Why?" She said, "She wasn't dressed up as anything, Jess." And I said, "She had a dog collar on. Don't tell me she wasn't dressed." Thank you. What, Chris? What? Thank you, Chris. Thank you. That's what I try to explain to Ob. How, if you put on a dog collar with the chain attached, then it has to be built in, even if that's your sense of style. I mean, you do you, whatever the case may be. Even if that's your sense of style, you have to know it's kind of baked into the cake that people are going to think that you're dressed up as something. That was a perfectly reasonable observation. I mean, the pink hair with the pigtails and the schoolgirl outfit when you're 40 years old, maybe, okay, whatever. The dog collar tells me you're dressed up. And when I'm there surrounded by people who are dressed up, I had every right to assume that. I was so embarrassed. And I wasn't. And I told her, "I don't know why you're making such a big deal of it. I'm not embarrassed." And she said, "Don't you see that that's the problem? That you're not embarrassed?" And I still don't understand. I still did not fully get it. And then I told her that. And she said, "And again, that's the problem too." Looking back on it, it was probably the follow-up questions that were not the best. I probably could have moved on. But I've never met a woman who wears a dog collar. I didn't know that was a thing. That certainly wasn't a thing. What, Chris? What? You know, Jewish producer Chris just accused me of pushing it in the back of my mind a little bit. On my life, I was not, and I had no idea this person was not dressed up. Cross my heart, hope to die. May God strike me down right now. I swear to you, I thought she was dressed as something. She wasn't. It's not my fault. She's weird. Medal of Honor Monday next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
About something about a comedic tone.
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.